Time for our Wednesday morning conversation. We're talking about the Tomahawk Public Library this morning. Heidi O'Hare and Annette Miller are here from our library in Tomahawk. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to see you both here again. We were just talking off the air. You did the outdoor stuff on the lawn at the library with the kids this summertime. And we said, well, since it doesn't rain around here anymore, you didn't get rained out. But you got smoked out.
Yes, we got smoked out
at least one time, huh?
We decided to move it inside just because of the health alerts and everything with that. So,
how did things go, Annette, when you lay this program out for the kids and stuff? How did the program go this summer so far?
Oh, it's been such a great summer. We started, in June, and we have programming twice a week. Tuesdays, we had our Sunshine Story Times outside, and those were very well attended. And then on Thursdays, we started off with an activity day, and then we had a variety of different presenters and entertainers, a storyteller, a magician, a singer. Someone come from North Lakeland Discovery Center and talk about monarchs. We had a group of educators come from Reggie. And it's just been a really wonderful summer library program. We're really happy with what everyone presented for us and with the people who attended and all of the positive feedback that we've gotten.
We'll get to more of the natural resources education stuff later in this conversation. But what I understand, the Reggie appearance at the library was a massive, massive turnout of people.
Yeah, we did have a really, all of our programming has exceeded, I think, our usual or our what we kind of think we're going to have for attendance this year. But that's always a favorite. We don't have them every year, but we try to have them every few years just because it's just so important for people to know, the work that they do there and to be, to know that because where we live, we may see an animal or bird struggling in nature somehow, and now to know what happens with them and what to do with them. And it's good for kids to see that too. So we try to have them as often as possible.
Good. And sometimes, let's face it, animals are more popular than people.
Truth. They do. They have a big draw.
Yes. They really do. Yes. I'm just so happy. And when I heard about some of the numbers that were coming out to library through other sources here this summertime, I was just so pleased as punch to know that they were so well attended. I know how hard y'all work on everything down there to put these on. And so I was just so happy that they were received so well this summertime. One more outside event, though, tomorrow. But it's going to be a surprise.
Well, the title of it is Sunshine Surprise, just because we wanted to do a mixture of fun activities for everyone.
Okay, but the surprise is they all have to go in and vacuum the library after it's done.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
So nothing but fun.
Nothing but fun.
Okay, so even the surprises will be fun. Okay, good, good, good to know. Because I want the crowd to be, big and a good one again tomorrow, too. I don't want to vacuum after we're done having fun. So now we're going to move on to those were a lot of the programs that were geared toward the younger kids out there. But what about the teens? How did that program go this summertime?
I think it's gone really well. What we've asked is we've just had some passive programs so that the teens can come in at their leisure and come in and sign up whenever they're there to win a free prize every month. And then we have a grand prize of a tent at the end of the year, so they can put in their name every time they can come in. And then we also have for free at the front desk for teens journals so that they can write or draw and work on good healthy habits for themselves. And then we also have what's called Art Share, where we have a theme every month. So in August, it's Explore. So they can either make a picture or take a picture with their camera, and then they just send that to us either in our email or through Facebook. And that's it.
Trying to get some art. Going to hang the art around the library then when it all comes in?
Yes.
Maybe.
We have a area where we can take it, and we don't put your name on it or anything. We just show it off. And
let me ask you this. Back when I was younger, I spent a lot of time at the library when I was really young, but then the older I got into teenage years, I didn't go to the library as often. Is that trend still a thing now?
We're seeing a little bit of a difference.
Okay.
if everyone comes and looks at the teen area, it is refreshed and new, and it has really, I've been told, very comfortable seating for them.
Okay.
A good place to hang out and enjoy or meet up with your friends. And we have quite a few new things. We have both magazines and comic books, anime, some of the things that... you know, are just a different age group. Mm-hmm. And then we also have always our new books that are coming in, which Annette does a great job of making sure we have new things. Or if there's a subject or a, you know, series that you are interested in, also let us know and we'll see about getting it. If we can't get it, another library in the system might have it, and that would be great for us to know about.
Since we've been having these conversations, I've learned that the Tomahawk Public Library is a place of learning, but it's also a place of fun.
Yes. You want to enjoy it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You want to have an interesting and fun time. Yeah. So
we learn better when we're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, and it sticks better too, I think. Stories by the River is coming up here again in August, and so let's talk a little bit about that event too. And can we talk a little bit about the thing tomorrow, the Sunshine Surprise Day tomorrow at the library, without giving away too much of the surprise?
Well, I can tell you one of the surprises is we're going to have a sundae bar.
Oh,
so you
like
get to,
ice cream sundaes.
Yes, ice cream sundaes.
Can you add chocolate chips? Are you going to have a little bowl of chocolate chips?
There's quite a few things that you can add to it.
Oh, my goodness. And who's all invited to this little get-together? Everybody?
Anyone who comes.
Okay.
So
that's just one of the surprises. So let's keep the rest of the surprises as surprises. Ice cream is a good thing, though. That's a good way to get folks in the door. Ice cream at the library tomorrow morning.
I think it's supposed to be in the 90s, too. So
Yeah. Hopefully you have lots of ice standing by at the library tomorrow. Annette and Heidi are here from our Tomahawk Public Library. We're wrapping up the summertime and now starting to look forward. So let's talk about the next event coming up here in August, Stories by the River. Who wants to handle that one?
I'll start that one.
Okay.
That's a program that I started. I wasn't sure exactly how long ago I started, but then, you know, our library Facebook page sometimes reminds us of things with its memories. And I did see a post from something about 11 years ago, so I know for sure it was at least that long ago that I started Stories by the River. I just started it as a way to kind of carry over from the end of our summer library program so that there still was something being offered to provide something for families until school started. And it's just outside and just stories and fun. And now in the past couple years, we have tied in our friend Smokey Bear's birthday falls right during Stories by the River season. So one of the sessions last year, we did the same thing, and we're going to do it again this year, is have Smokey visit on August 8th for that session. And then they'll probably do a little bit of a fire safety kind of a demonstration along with that, and so that makes it a little bit extra special, but it's just more stories and more fun outside the library.
And Smokey the Bear will be there. Hopefully the smoke up above will not be making an appearance on that particular August. So August 1st through the 22nd, so that's Tuesdays at 10:30 in the morning for that series next month.
Right.
Okay, and that'll get us ready for school time, and I know that kids don't want us talking about that right now, so we'll move along to Wild Steam for Thursdays in August. What's that all? Wild Steam, W-I-L-D, must stand for something.
Actually, that just stands for the fact that we'll be doing things outside of the box that we normally do.
Okay.
And STEAM is the science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And so it'll just cover different things like that. For instance, one of our first things is Earth and Sun Productions, where I'll give a little teaser. We'll be doing some stop motion. So you'll be creating some things. And then you'll be...
Oh, like animation, stop motion animation. Okay,
yep.
Got it, yeah.
So we have themes for each week, and then we'll have corresponding different sessions so that different tables set up so you can do a couple different things. So
okay.
It's not just one. It'll have a couple different things for the kids to do.
August 3rd, Earth and Sun, Nature Creations, August 10th, Flight Dare on August 17th. That sounds scary. What does that mean? Flight Dare.
Making something fly. You know.
Okay. I dare you to make that thing fly.
This is also, I think I'm just going to throw this in quickly. It's more geared toward a little bit older kids.
Okay.
So, like school age, maybe grade 1 and up, I think is what
our
solar food, like frying an egg on a hot day on a sidewalk, right?
Maybe not an egg, but something.
Something.
Okay. A hamburger. A hot dog. Solar food on August 20th. Boy, this is interesting. Yeah, this is the kind of stuff that's interesting to a lot of people. But what are the age groups that this is specifically geared toward?
We're kind of gearing it towards first grade.
Like and elementary school.
Elementary okay. school.
Got it. Well, it sounds fun to me, and I'm a long time past elementary school. Let's move on to Parks and Trails Bingo Reading Challenge. These reading challenges have been pretty popular over the years, too, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah, we've been able to have a lot of fun with those. We're just wrapping up the summer one. We had a challenge for kids, adults, and teens, and that was just, you know, to read and do a few activities. This one is set up as a bingo card, and so what it is we decided that we wanted to try to stick with something that had to do with the outdoors, just like our Stories by the River program does, and part of Wild Steam is going to probably end up being outside too. So for Parks and Trails Bingo, we're going to have 9 boxes on the card, and then just for each box, they just have to read for 10 minutes or more to check off a box and to complete an activity in one of the boxes. And so an example of an activity is walk along the river, walk to the railroad trestle, or, you know, there's just, you know, so it encourages the uses of the Riverwalk Trail, or sure. Take a walk on the Hog's Back in Bradley Park if you can find, you know. And then we're going to also include a little map, so if people don't know what the Hog's Back is in Bradley Park, you know, there'll be a map for it. Just simple things to get people to use some of our parks and trails in Tomahawk and incorporate mm-hmm. reading along with it. And then what's really nice is I reached out to Quick Trip, and they are going to have provided us with certificates for kids because they, you know, to encourage reading, they have a reading program. And so any of the kids who completes the entire bingo card will receive a Quick Trip Cravings coupon for a pizza slice or a garden salad. And all of the names will be entered into drawings, and we'll be giving away books that have to do with nature and being outdoors. So
do you need materials to do this challenge? You need a bingo card? How do they keep track of that?
Well, there's 2 ways to participate. One is there's something called Beanstack that we've been provided with by the Department of Public Instruction. That kind of started during COVID. And it's just a... it's an app or a way to keep track of your reading challenges online. And so they need to either go to our website or download the Beanstack Tracker app and register as a, you know, a card holder. And then the instructions are in there that they can just click off, you know, check off each time they complete that one of the challenges, or you know, a lot of people just want to do it you know, by picking up a paper copy, which we have available both at the library, and you can also download one of those from our website as well. So there's a couple ways to participate.
Sounds like fun, and whenever there's a fun with a payoff at the end, I think that's also a very good thing too.
Yeah, and it'll get people around town.
Yeah, absolutely, gets people out of the house. And, well, make sure you're taking the proper precautions on days when it's not so nice to be outside the house, of course. State park passes. We were talking about this before we went on the air, too. This, I think this is really cool. The library has a fund where you can access that to help encourage people, like this whole theme here, get outside and learn something, have a good time. Tell us about how you come across all these state park passes and what you do with them once you have them.
We were very lucky to be part of a grant that allowed us to purchase the state park passes, and it's a whole bundle that you'll get from the library. We do still have a couple of them left where you get the permit for the one-day pass and then information on all the state parks. And it's a program that we work with the state park system, and we were able to order them earlier this spring. And other libraries in the state of Wisconsin are also doing it.
Okay.
So you choose to be part of the program. And we were very fortunate to have the funds to be able to do that.
And you purchased 50. There are still some left. You don't know exactly how many, but you know there's some there.
Yes.
And these are day passes.
Yep.
So if you want to go spend the day at Council Grounds, which is a state park really close by here and fantastic. I mean, I think Council Grounds is one of the most underrated things here in Lincoln County. It's just gorgeous. I see something new every time I go there. I like to put the boat in there too, by the way, but it's just an outstanding place to go. So stop by, pick up your day pass while they last at our Tomahawk Public Library. So just come in and ask for the, we heard you talking about State Park Day Passes.
Yep. Okay. And we just ask that you have a library card or the proof of residency.
Okay, got it. Either or. Now, the Natural Resources Education Fund is also something that exists at the Tomahawk Public Library. I recognize these names on here, and somebody set up this fund so that kids could be encouraged to get outside, learn about the outdoors. Tell us about this Natural Resources Education Fund at the library. You want to take that one?
Oh, I'll take it. Okay. Sure. Yes. Back in 2013, I believe it was, David and Joyce Weisnicker approached the library and said that they wanted to develop an endowment for our library to encourage natural resources education, programming, and materials be able to be provided for the people who use the Tomahawk Public Library. So over the years, that has grown, and it has been such a wonderful resource for us to be able to provide so many things for the library. Of course, you know, books and materials, but we've even, I mean, wonderful programming. The reason we were able to bring Leisha down from North Lakeland up in Manitowish, or Reggie up, we use that fund for those educational programs.
Okay.
We have purchased natural resources, nature backpacks, a telescope, many nature-related games, just a lot of the journals and a lot of the activity packs that we provide have parts of them that have to do with spending time in nature, and so we're able to use the fund for that. It's just been such a wonderful gift for our library. So there is a way that you can, if you're interested in finding out more about this fund, others can contribute to it. It is maintained by the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. That's who the Weisnickers worked with to set up the endowment fund. So yeah, it's really been a wonderful thing for our library.
Encouraging kids, again, to get outside, learn about the world around them. I think those are going to pay off big dividends down the road. I really think that's a fantastic program. Any other families or businesses that want to get behind a certain kind of cause for our kids when it comes to education? Are you approached often by people, or every once in a while, or do people say, you know what, I hear about this, how can I help with this kind of thing?
It kind of varies. We have sometimes we get a couple of them in, and we'll have people come in and ask, oh, I would like to do this. Is there something you're interested in? So it's up to the individual, and then we'll look at the requests they're thinking about.
Or a case-by-case kind of basis.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've also been very fortunate in this last year. We've also had some people leave us money in their trust or in their will, mm-hmm. and that is going to allow us to do some huge things at the library in this coming year. We're going to be adding to our collections quite a bit, and changing and moving things around, which will be changing things at the library, but okay. It's a good change, and we've been very fortunate. We've also just had some families that will come in and say, we'd like to do something, and then we work with them, and we've been very lucky. So for instance, some of the things that we've brought in and showed you last time, like
the toys and stuff, yeah
so we've been very fortunate to be able to invest in that, and I never see a Tony last more than a day or two on our shelf.
Yeah,
and it's
been
gone.
Very popular. People are really enjoying a lot of the new things that are, you know, that we can provide to people that they maybe can't. I mean, some of the things are, you know, there's a lot of cost involved,
yeah.
or, you know, and so to be able to provide things for people to use that they don't have to buy themselves,
mm-hmm.
is, but still provide, you know, early literacy or some sort of entertainment factor or kind of a combination of things is, yeah, it's just really, we're really very fortunate.
In a world of inflation, a library card is still free.
Yep. Right.
Outstanding. And our final topic here, CREATE, is all in capital word, capital letters here. What does CREATE mean, and what is this CREATE program at the library?
So we're in partnership. CREATE is out of Stevens Point, and what they are is an incubator for small businesses.
Okay.
And also for, they also have a large co-working space. And so they're looking at creating hubs all up in 8 counties north of them. And we've entered a partnership with them to be one of the hubs. So for the Lincoln County, we are just in the beginning stages of working with them. And so this summer, we turned the community room into almost every day and every hour that we're open, you can come in there and use that as a co-working space.
Ah, okay.
And then we'll also, in August, we received another grant from them, partnering with them, and we'll be having a lab session where we'll be having our 3D printers available for people to come in, see, and then also print things with.
You know what? I think that's going to be another big attended event. I've never seen the way these things work, and it just fascinates me the way these 3D printer things work. And so you can get up close and personal at the library beginning in August. So coming right up here. The hours here, Mondays 10 till 4, Tuesdays 10 till 6:30, Wednesday 10 till 6:30, Thursday 10 till 6:30. In August, Thursdays will change from 1 to 6:30. And so extra hours to take advantage of this new opportunity here.
And like I said, it's always a co-working space. And then we'll be adding and posting our lab times for the 3D printer.
So in other words, if you need access to a computer, Wi-Fi, all that stuff, it's available.
Yep.
Got it. Anything else before we let you two go here this morning? Because we're running out of time quickly.
Well, thank you for having us.
I feel like we've covered a lot. Yeah. Thank you.
You know, I'm so glad the summer program went well, and hopefully things will continue to go that way before we get to school. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again, because at school time, that creates a whole other opportunity at the library, doesn't it?
That's right.
It's a huge changeover again.
Yep. Heidi O'Hare and Annette Miller are my guests here this morning. Thank you, ladies, for being here this morning. Thanks for what you're doing for our community, our Tomahawk Public Library, one of the jewels in the crown of Tomahawk, if you ask me.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you both very much. It's 4 minutes.